Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Laura Stevenson's new album comes out tomorrow, August 6th. It's her fifth solo effort, but it's otherwise untitled. It's an album full of contrasts, which is fitting given that Stevenson spent time dealing with a family trauma and then discovered she was about to start a family herself. Now the mother of a one-year-old, and no doubt super sleep-deprived, Laura Stevenson and her band, which includes husband Mike Campbell on bass, will now make a big noise. And a little one. It is, as I said, an album of contrasts, and both sides appear on this first song called State.
How we all spill out of the earth naked like sick birds, uncomfortable with words, visceral and unfurled like blood feathers under the skin. State again, but I stay polite. It keeps me from the cars and the cuss and the halls and the trucks and the shards and the spoiling stars. My memory fades. My memory fades. And every day it gets so
That's called State, a live performance from Laura Stevenson and her band, a song that is on the new record, also called Laura Stevenson, and it's been some years since Laura was last on Soundcheck. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
And you have become a new mom.
Yep, that's true.
Where were you in the process of making this record when you had the baby?
Well, I was pregnant when we were in the studio for the record. So, yeah. So then it sat for quite some time. So, yeah, it was like we were mixing in like January and seeing things in the news, like in the studio, like somebody was like bringing a newspaper in and we were like reading some stuff about like stuff that was going on in China. And I was like, whoa. And then at my baby shower, my sister was like, you better get a lot of food and get ready to hunker down. And I was just like, what? And then, yeah, gave birth on March 22nd, 10 days after everything shut down. It was wild because, like, everybody was hoarding formula. So they were like, they wouldn't let us leave the hospital until they knew that I could get breastfeeding going, you know? They were, like, plying us with extra bottles of, like, Similac ready to serve, whatever. But they were like, you can't leave. And I was like, no, I got to get out of here. And they were like, you got to stay. So we were like, we got stuck there.
Man, well, you know, it sounds like a real kind of emotional roller coaster, which is exactly what state is. You know, it's got that the soft and loud, and, you know, the lyrics talk about, you know, rage on the one hand and staying kind of polite and muted on the other. And it seems like that's a kind of recurring theme throughout this record. Now, if you were pregnant while you were making the record, these songs would have been written before that. So they presumably would have been written in the aftermath of something else.
Yeah, so basically that stuff happened in like 2018 that I was writing about. And then I was on tour for the record that came out in 2019. And then I got pregnant at the tail end of that tour. So it was just like all this stuff was, it really relates to a lot of the feelings that I had been going through in 2020. So it was actually like kind of a perfect record to come out right now for people, you know, like going through whatever trauma that they went through. They can kind of like, you know, take from all of the stuff that I had experienced, because I'm pretty vague about everything too, so you can really just attach any sort of feelings onto it.
Right. Now let me ask you, you've been at this for a number of years. It's by no means your first record. When someone in mid-career titles their record with their name, it usually means something.
Yeah.
What did this record mean to you?
Yeah, I just felt like, I just felt really proud of who I was becoming as a songwriter. Not even like about the content, even though the content, I did feel like I was like expressing in a way that was like very close to the truth, even though I was very vague about details to protect all the people involved in like the actual stuff I was talking about. But I just felt like even just, you know, just the formulas I was using and the different formats of the songs, I was just like really excited about where I'm going as a writer of melody and the structures of the songs. I just like really wanted to hang my hat on it.
I just
felt really proud, and so I was like, maybe this is one that I should self-title, because I finally feel like proud of what I'm doing, even though, you know, I'll look back at this in like 10 years and be like, whoa, no, this should be the self-title, but whatever.
Well, you hope that's the case, right? You hope that you continue to grow and develop. And
I hope.
So the kind of the interplay of soft and loud that we get in that song, in State, plays out through the rest of the album, not necessarily in single songs, but over the course of the record. You know, there are some songs that see you just kind of at the piano and, you know, some kind of harmony vocals, and that's, or you in the guitar. And then there are other songs where, you know, the band is plugged in and, you know, they're hitting pretty hard. And so that kind of play of light and dark or of light and shadow seems to be really important to this record as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, it's a journey. And that's basically, you know, everything I was writing about is like the course of a crazy year. And it was a journey of all the different emotions of grief, you know, that you go through, and loss. And so, you know, sometimes there are beautiful moments and sometimes there are dark moments where it is like a visceral rage that you're feeling that you can actually pinpoint. And then there's, you know, life can be beautiful and horrifying at the same time. And I always try to capture that as best I can.
Yeah. Laura, are you a Smiths fan by any chance?
Yeah, I like some songs, but I'm not like a diehard.
Okay. I the reason I ask is the song that we're going to hear next, Don't Think About Me, for some reason put me in mind of the Smiths. You know, that there's something melancholy yet rockin' about it that put me in mind of that band.
Oh, for sure. You know. Yeah, they, I think, would... Yeah, they are the band that does melancholy rock the best, I'd say.
Let's hear another live performance from Laura Stevenson and the band. The album Laura Stevenson, brand new record, out tomorrow. Mike, of course, is playing the bass as ever, so it's Mike Campbell on bass, Samantha Niss on drums, James Richardson playing guitar. Is this the touring band?
Yeah, I think so. The shows are in October, so hopefully, yeah.
Well, here's the band and a live performance of the song called Don't Think About Me. Another live performance there from Laura Stevenson and her band. The song is Don't Think About Me, and it's from the new record called simply Laura Stevenson. You mentioned that you found out you were pregnant while you were making the record, but most of the songwriting had been done by then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had all been done pretty much.
So a song like Continental Divide sounds to me very much, as a parent, I mean, every parent can get behind this feeling of, you know, someone is far away and you want to keep them safe and you want to do everything you can to keep them. That image, you know, that song must have a different resonance for you now than when you initially wrote it.
Absolutely. I mean, that second chorus, That's the only thing I changed before going in the studio. That second chorus, "What can I do right to keep you safe all of your life?" That was the only part of the record that I changed, and I made it about my daughter.
What could I do right to keep you safe?
I was thinking about everything that had happened that I was writing about, you know, from the eyes of someone who's about to bring someone into the world that they just have to protect forever until I'm dead, you know, and then hopefully afterwards I can do stuff to make her safe for her entire life. And so, yeah, I was just like freaking out about it. And that's good you caught that.
So the idea that after you're gone, you might still be able to help her. I mean,
I'm going to try.
That's an interesting...
I don't know how. How do people do it? I'm going to have to just make a little account and just be like, and you could spend this on food until you're dead. Like, I just want to make sure she's just safe forever and ever and ever. And
impossible. So you're talking about kind of like practical... logistical, you know, I'm going to save up, leave her. Here I am thinking you have some image of yourself with, you know, a harp and angel wings up in the clouds. And
I mean, ideally that would be perfect. Then I could always, you know, watch over her. But like, if that's not a thing, you know, then at least I could have some, you know, earthbound protection for her.
Okay, all
but,
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, here I thought that there's the singer-songwriter just tossing off this poetic image, and you're talking about like saving up for a 401k for the kid or something.
Essentially. Hopefully it's both.
Yeah. Laura Stevenson, my guest on Soundcheck, and we're talking about the new record, which is self-titled and is coming out tomorrow. In the song Sky Blue Bad News, there's some very kind of, I love the imagery of like the kind of the rustic, the bugs biting and stuff like that. Now, you're a long time, you were a fixture on the Brooklyn scene for many years, but now you and Mike have moved upstate. Mm-hmm. So is that kind of a result of, you know, outside of the concrete jungle and actually out in the woods?
Amongst the bugs, yeah. We're constantly getting bit by bugs. But yeah, I mean, like, I've definitely I love it up here. I love that I'm, like, right on a creek and, you know, like, and when it rains, the water gets high, you know, and just, like, and you just, the ground gets a little soft and you can experience nature and it's really beautiful. So I feel, like, super... It helps me like reconnect, as cheesy as that sounds, but it really does. And I really like to just, you know, go for walks and be in the trees. And yeah, it's definitely coming out in my writing now because I'm not just like surrounded by buildings and cars.
Right. But, you know, it's not, having said that, it is not a pastoral kind of walk in the fields kind of song. I mean, it is called Sky Blue Bad News. And, you know, your narrator here is really kind of wrestling with what she's done, or maybe not what she's done, but how people are seeing the things that she's done. You know,
yeah.
Have I been bad? Do I need to make amends? I mean.
Yeah. Well, no matter where you go, you bring your shit with you. Ooh, stuff. You bring your stuff with you. No matter where you go, you bring your stuff with you. So. I mean, even if you're in a beautiful place, you're still going through what you're going through, you know, and sometimes it is that like stark juxtaposition of a beautiful day and, you know, waiting on horrible news and wondering what you could have done differently to change the course of fate, you know, like you're still wrestling with all that stuff, even if the background is a little bit prettier. So sometimes, you know, it makes things just pop out even more because it is such a stark difference.
All right. Sky Blue Bad News is the name of the song. Let's hear another live performance from Laura Stevenson and the band.
Another couple weeks go by, and the creek gets higher. I'm getting covered up in bites. The bugs will suck you dry up here.
That's called Sky Blue, Bad News. Live performance from Laura Stevenson and the band from the new record, also called simply Laura Stevenson. And Laura, I mentioned at the beginning when we were talking that even though you've been careful not to give details about, you know, the trauma that happened to obviously someone very close to you, that you do get the feeling, or at least I got the feeling from listening to the album as a whole, that it was an album about an aftermath of something. And I'm wondering, what was the literal aftermath? I mean, without going into detail, is this person okay now? I mean, have you come out the other end?
We're on the other side of it as best we can be. Things are so much calmer, and there's positivity on the other side, which feels good. And you know, like, the cover of the record is just me, you know, sitting on the couch with my dog at my feet and my nursing my baby, and it's those moments, those like beautiful kind of like calm moments where not everything's perfect, but you're just figuring it out. You know.
Well, that is that's almost the literal definition of an aftermath. You know?
It's exactly. Like, yeah.
So things are not going to be the same, but you know, you find these little streaks of light, as you do in the songs throughout mm-hmm. this record.
Yeah.
It has a kind of enigmatic ending. The song Children's National Transfer. It seems to be about, you know, here's this person in what sounds like a gas station, you know, store, you know, hanging out by the chips and the soda. Yeah. And maybe there's a police or an ambulance coming, but it's called Children's National Transfer. What does that title refer
to? Just it's referring to a transfer, waiting on a transport. And so it was kind of in the middle of this like hospital to hospital thing. And so just kind of like in a store, and nobody knows what you're
going
through.
And no one around you knows what you're going through. And
mm-hmm. you know. Nobody's feeling bad for you. Nobody's saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Or, you know, nobody's asking you anything. You're just shopping, you know.
Right.
Which, you know, right. Like I love to be in a store, like a 7-Eleven or like a Pilot. You know, I'm a touring musician. I love being in a truck stop and just staring at the crap that you could maybe potentially eat that's not going to nourish your body at all. But it's just like a
but it'll
quiet
get you to
moment.
The next gig.
Exactly.
Yeah. No one knows me in the store. Pitiless me, another boring customer. Frivolously lingering at the soda fridge, fingering through the rows of chips.
So, next gigs, I mean, what's it look like for the latter part of the year?
Well, there's some stuff in October. We're going to start practices like it's going to happen, so that if it does happen, we are prepared. And I'm really looking forward to it, so okay. I hope it does.
Well, Laura, congratulations on the record. It's as a single inhaled thought, it really hits pretty hard, and I'm
Thanks.
Really delighted that you and the band were able to play some of it for us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
While the transporters transport to wiser hands, and all my grievances.
Watch the video of Laura and her band playing State for us. It's on our YouTube channel or right here at newsounds.org. Our producer is Karen Havlick. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our video editor is David McLean. And I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for Soundcheck.
Parliament and a Diet Coke. Parliament and a Diet Coke.